Northeastern U gives students the boot for partying, but keeps their tuition. By Tom Sikata on September 7, 2020. Northeastern University announced this week that 11 students have been suspended for partying, and they will not receive a tuition refund, although the students will not even be permitted to attend their classes remotely. The university has refused to offer them a refund for their tuition cost of $36,500. According to a report by the Boston Globe, Northeastern University has refused to refund the tuition payments of 11 students that were suspended from campus after they were found partying at a nearby hotel that was converted into a residence hall. All 11 students were reportedly found together in one hotel room. Although they have been kicked off campus, they will be entitled to appeal the decision during an upcoming hearing. As of now, the university claims that the students are not entitled to a refund. Mimi Chapman, faculty chair of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, defended the students. "That feels a little extreme on the one hand," Chapman said. "On the other hand, if you are bringing students back, and if they really want to be on campus, it doesn't take very much for a situation to start spiraling out of control," she said. Madeline Estabrook, senior vice chancellor for student affairs at Northeastern, said that the university will continue to strictly enforce social distancing guidelines. "Northeastern and its community of students, faculty, and staff take violations of health and safety protocols very seriously. Cooperation and compliance with public health guidelines is absolutely essential. Those people who do not follow the guidelines, including wearing masks, avoiding parties and other gatherings, practicing healthy distancing, washing your hands, and getting tested, are putting everyone else at risk." Breitbart News reported last week that over 100 students at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign were suspended after violated procedures adopted to mitigate the spread of the Chinese flu. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.